Good morning. You are listening to 5 Minutes Somewhere with Tusha on Hoxton Radio, where every week we travel through a different city, but not just to see it, to understand it. In the next 5 minutes, I'll take you somewhere new, through architecture, culture, and the stories hidden inside everyday streets. Today we're in Denmark. When people think about Denmark, they often imagine colourful waterfront houses and bicycles everywhere. And honestly, both of those are true. But what makes Denmark really interesting is how the cities are designed around everyday life. So if you visit Copenhagen, you quickly notice that cycling isn't just something people do for fun. It's how the city actually moves. There are bike lanes everywhere, and they feel just as important as roads for cars. One of the most recognisable places in Copenhagen is Nyhavn. And it's recognisable because it has colourful houses facing the canal. Today, it's full of cafes and boats, but historically, it was a walking harbour where sailors arrived from all across Europe. Which leads us to something I personally find interesting about Denmark, is how architecture here often feels simple, calm, and very human in scale. Buildings are not trying to impress you. They're designed to make daily life easier and more comfortable. You are listening on Hoxton Radio. And if there is one idea you'll hear often in Denmark, it's the word hygge. It doesn't translate exactly into English, but it describes a feeling, a warmth, comfort, and enjoying small everyday moments. Something you notice in homes or cafes or even public spaces. And something else that shows how important architecture is in Copenhagen is that in 2023, the city was named the UNESCO World Capital of Architecture. It's an international title given to cities that are leading the way in how architecture improves everyday life, especially through sustainability, public spaces, and urban designs. And I think when you walk through Copenhagen, with its bike lanes, waterfront spaces, human-scale streets, you can really understand why the city received that recognition. And when it comes to food, Denmark is actually known for very simple yet comforting everyday dishes. You'll see places like Grød, which specialises in porridge, and that shows us how something very traditional can become part of modern city life again. Also another classic is smørrebrød, which means the open-faced sandwich that's carefully layered with different toppings. And if you try something sweet, look for drømmekage, which means dream cake. It is a soft sponge cake with a coconut topping that many people in Denmark grow up with. So if you ever visit Denmark, my advice is simply slow down, walk along the canals, or even better, rent a bicycle. Because the best way to understand the city is to move through it the way locals do. You've been listening to 5 Minutes Somewhere with Tusha on Hoxton Radio. And next week, I'll take you somewhere else in just 5 minutes. Thank you for listening.